Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
In North County Dublin in particular, parents are protesting outside a North Dublin school, or should I say North Dublin school, not in North County, over some students not being allowed to sit the Leaving Cert Apply, the LCA. And on the phone is Gerry Fallon. Gerry, good afternoon to you.
Niall, good afternoon. How are you?
Your daughter Orla is one of those who can't sit the Leaving Cert Applied. Now, let's just explain for listeners who don't know what the LCA is. The LCA is for children who may not otherwise be able to sit the Leaving Cert because they may have special needs or they may have particular needs, I suppose.
You've caught that absolutely beautifully. That's exactly it. The Leaving Cert Applied would focus on short-term goals for and the traditional Leaving Cert would have a more long-term focus on it.
Yeah, of course. It's to basically give the child a graduation, a child that may not may not achieve the academics that somebody else may achieve. So it's to give them something at the end of the term of school that they can then apply to a course or for a job with.
Okay. That's exactly it.
Okay, now every other school is doing it or giving children the option, as they have been with the Leaving Cert, the option to sit the exams or take a calculated grade. But this particular school in Clontarf Community College in Whitehall, it comes basically, there's two pupils with disabilities cannot participate in the curriculum, obviously. And they've been told that they're not going to be doing the LCA.
That's it. But there's actually a third child now that has approached us over the weekend. But James and Orla are two of the children that are absolutely affected by this. Orla has a Down syndrome diagnosis and James has a complex disability diagnosis.
And well done to her, by the way, that she's in mainstream school, you know, and she's obviously thriving in mainstream school too.
Absolutely. So she's 4 years in Clontarf, both of them are, and have achieved well in the junior cycle, the L2LP it's called.
Yeah.
And this year then in February, Clontarf notified us that they wouldn't be running the programme.
And what is the big difficulty with running the programme for two? It's only for two children. So what's the big difficulty when every other school can do it?
Well, what we're being told is that it's not viable. Now, when has education ever been viable? So to run the programme, it requires half a teacher. You know, that's the resources that's allocated. So probably 25,000 a year for 2 years, we get past this problem.
But do they not have some constitutional obligation to provide the education to your children?
They do, you know. I mean, there's lots of education legislation underpinning all this, and you know, Ireland.
Most importantly, the Constitution, which means your child has a right to an education.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, Ireland ratified the UNCRPD back in March 18. You know, with Finian McGrath, who was a local TD at the time and Minister of State. So all the legislation is there, but it just needs to be enacted.
I mean, does it constitute discrimination of some sorts when your child under the Equality Act, that your child is being treated differently? And don't get me wrong, obviously your child has special needs, and so does the other chap involved as well. They have special needs, so obviously they need particular needs and they have particular type of education they need. But I mean, the requirement under law, you know, to treat everybody as equal, I mean, does it not come under those kind of guidelines?
It absolutely does. This is an equality and children's human rights issue that sits under the discrimination tag of disability. You know, and two of the big ethos selling points for Educate Together and CDETB, that they wouldn't discriminate on the grounds of disability. And here we are today, 4 years down the road, and it feels like they've pulled the rug from under our children's education.
Mm-hmm. So where do you stand now? I mean, they've adamantly said no, they won't be doing it. Your options now are either you stand up for your rights, which I know you're going to do, and I'll talk about that in a second, or you move your child to a different school, which is not going to be good, particularly for a child with special needs who likes, you know, the schedule and the routine of going to the same school with their own friends, their own peers, the people they've been used to all the time. So that's going to be very difficult for a child with special needs. So your only option now, I'm assuming, is what you're doing at the moment. So you're standing outside the school protesting at the moment. You have a demonstration.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And, you know, it is a bit of an indictment of Irish society that in 2021 we have to stand outside school.
Demand your child gets an education.
Correct, you know.
And has the principal met with you since you started the demonstration?
Absolutely. So we appealed the decision to the board and the appeal failed. And we met with the school and the CDETB for 3 hours last Friday in an effort to try and find a resolution to this. And unfortunately, we couldn't find one.
So the only resolution is that the Department of Education has to provide a teacher that will, or half a teacher, as you put it.
Yes.
And I understand what you mean by half a teacher. I do understand.
Yeah.
It's to provide that, which is going to cost the state 25,000. Now, to be honest with you, at this current juncture in time, 25,000 is the least of this country's worries.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, for a principal to say that she couldn't justify the misuse of resources by running the LCA, well, the was a bitter pill to hear and have to swallow, you know.
I can understand that from a school's point of view, and I do get that. I understand, you know, that there's other things that a school has to prioritise, the budget that it's given or that it's given by the department or whatever it is, you know, they have to, and the same when it comes to the CINO in relation to S&A hours, etc. They have to obviously, you know, try and accommodate as many people as possible. But in saying that, surely the Department of Education themselves, have you tried contacting them?
Yeah, so we have made contact with Minister Foley, and Minister Rabbit has been in touch with us, and hopefully we're going to get to speak to them this week.
Okay, and has Anne Rabbit been supportive so far, or have you?
Anne Rabbit has been hugely supportive of this, and absolutely sees this as an equal rights issue.
Absolutely, of course it is. Yeah,
you know, that cuts to the core of it.
And how long are you planning, Gerry? Well, you're going to stay out there till it's sorted.
Well, we are going to make our presence. So we're here today and tomorrow, and then we're just going to do the rest of the Mondays till the end of the term.
Okay, so exactly where are you positioned? So if people are passing by, is there a main road as you go by?
There is.
They can kind of beep their horn in solidarity with you or whatever it happens to be that people do at protests. Whereabouts exactly are you?
Well, I'll tell you, if you're coming from the airport, you've got the big red brick church in Whitehall.
Yeah.
And then go down, you've got the Regency Hotel. We all know the Regency Hotel.
Of course we do, for all the wrong reasons.
We're right across the road from the Regency Hotel.
Oh, I know exactly where it is, actually. I know exactly where it is. Okay, okay. So heading towards Dorset Street. Okay, so if anybody's passing there, you're across the road from the Regency Hotel. If you're passing by there at the moment, give them an L2. How many of you are there, by the way?
We're having about somewhere between 15 and 25 people.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and I hope you get continued support. And I hope that, and I'm not blaming the school necessarily, the school obviously are standing by what they're saying, but it's the Department of Education needs to get their act together. And look, we'll try and follow up on the story anyway as well. When we get a bit more time later on today, I'll try and get Ashley to get on to the department, and maybe we can get Anne Rabbit on tomorrow or whatever to talk about it. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Gerry, and I wish you luck, yourself and your daughter Orla, and the other chap that, as well, that's obviously involved in this protest, and his parents too. Listen, thank you very much, Gerry.
Niall, thank you.
There you go. That is Gerry Fallon, and he is from Clonturk Community College in Whitehall. If you're passing by across the road from the Regency Hotel, you'll see him outside there demonstrating at the moment. All he wants is a fair deal for his daughter and her colleague. Well, he says there's two more now at this stage who want to do the LCA. The LCA is available in all schools in Ireland at the moment, all secondary schools, but not in this school because of resources. And that's up to the Department of Education to make those resources available.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.